Shalom Shvadron was bavust in Yerushalayim. He was al gedol Yerushalayim Elul. Would go over to Reb Shalom Shvadron to mekabel the chizuk of Elul. I remember when I was a kid. Reb Shalom Shvadron, the whole Elul, he never spoke dvorim b'teilim. A word of dvorim b'teilim he never spoke. He would say Tehillim the whole time, the whole Chodesh Elul. I just remember now the second, when I was a kid, so there was a lot of jokes going around Reb Shalom Shvadron, that the whole Elul, he couldn't speak Dvorim B'Tehillim. So one of the stories that would go, that he was going in a car, Chodesh Elul, and it was a flat tire. And he felt, you know, the car is going to turn over, but he can't talk Dvorim B'Tehillim. And he was saying Tehillim the whole time. So he said, "Teitzerucha Yashuv LaAdmasai." Like this, I grew up. This was like the stories. It's all different stories, but I remember like 20, 50. I remember not once. I'm saying it. But that's the Reb Shalom Shvadron. Reb Shalom Shvadron was, if someone wanted to know Elul, what was to go to Reb Shalom Shvadron to hear the shmuzi from Reb Shalom Shvadron. So Reb Shalom Shvadron would give a psicha to Chodesh Elul. With two mashalim. And he would say like this. First mashal, he would be born from the Chafetz Chaim. Chafetz Chaim said was a king. And he wanted, you know, to see what his people need in his country. So once a year he would go to a city. And everyone could have come over. It was no mechitzas, was no gaboim. Once a year he would come to the city and everyone had a right to come to ask from the king what he wants. Everyone knew the king is coming in this date. He would come to the city, everyone would wait for him, and you could have asked what you want. And the king comes to a city, so everyone knows on this date the king is coming, everyone is waiting. The king is a little bit late, so everyone is waiting weiter. He's even more late, everyone is weiter waiting. So this guy said, the king is waiting, you know, I'll go to sleep. He goes to sleep, and the king comes, but you know, he sleeps, he wakes up, had a list of things that he wanted to ask in the king. The king is not around, he's running after the king, tell him, you woke up too late. So he decides, but he needs the stuff, but he can't wait a year. So he takes a horse and he runs to the city of the king, chotch to ask the king for the things that he needs. The king says, I'm sorry, you know, I came to the city. They tell him, you can't go into the king. He came there. He says, okay, so forget about the special things that you could ask him, the king, when he comes to visit. I understand these things I can't get. These things is too late to get. But, you know, every person that needs some things, you put an application by the king, and you could take care of things, you know, it's a system. Tell him, no, the system works for most people. But du bist a chotzuf. That the king came to your house and you decided to sleep when the king came to your country, you can't even use the normal applications. Person sometimes thinks, this was his first marshal, comes Rosh Hashanah, Kadosh Baruch Hu, comes around, you can ask what you want. Some people sleep. But Chodesh de Menachem themselves, but you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know, the whole year you could have it. Rosh Hashanah is the time that everything is decided. Say that I will have a hard man, you know, I will go to the coast for 40 days, maybe it will help. I will need something during the year. There's different ways what I could do. The king said, no. This helps for people that when the king came, they waited. Then something comes up during the year. You feel you need a special push, another pull, you come over again. The people that didn't come to us when I was around Zog the king, don't come now and ask. The person, not only that he loses the Rosh Hashanah and the Yom Kippurim, he loses the whole year. But he goes weiter. And he says, in Shtal Tzachzu, if the king not is coming to the city, the king is planning to come to your house. He's telling you, I'm coming to your house. And you can ask me what you need. And the king comes to the house and the guy is sleeping. So that was the first marshal of Reb Shalom Shvadron. Reb Shalom goes with the second marshal. He says, was a father that had a kid in a far country. He didn't see him for a long time. He sends a letter, telegram, message to his son, "I'm coming to visit you." The father is all excited. He's going to see his son. He's going to see his son. He goes on the boat. He's really planning to see his son. He didn't see him. He's sure the son will be standing there with all of his family, you know, with flowers, welcome signs on the deck there. He comes, no one is there. Father gets very upset. He says, "Mistame is busy. Mistame is preparing his house. He's doing a special meal for me. Mistame, you know, he loves his son." He comes to the house. Quiet. Nothing is happening. Sure, maybe Mistame, his son, you know, has a business and it's making a lot of money and it'll be good, you know, he means good for the father. And he goes to the son's office. No one is happening. Says, "Okay, maybe my son is taka sick, is in the hospital, you know. My son, I'm sure, you know, it's alali mutzchus." He goes, checks in all the hospitals. Garnished. Then he finds out the son is in an hotel somewhere. "Sure, Miss Tama is preparing the hotel for me. She didn't realize that I came." He comes to the hotel. He asks, "Where is the son?" He says, "In that room." He goes up to the room. He knocks on the door. And the son says, "Who is it?" He says, "I'm your father." He says, "I'm sorry, I'm sleeping now. He could come in as a couple hours." He says, the father turns away and will never want to look at his son. Says, "Be'etzem, the Ribbono Shel Olam is the Zelbezach. Hashem told us he's coming. Rosh Hashanah is coming. Yom Kippurim is coming. No, the Ribbono Shel Olam is even better from that. Ani Yesheino Ve'Libi Er Kol Doidi Doifek Pischuli. Kadosh Baruch Hu is knocking on the door. He comes and he finds that we are sleeping. And we tell the Ribbono Shel Olam, Poshati kutamti eicho al bashena. Ochatzti ragla eicho atanfem." Hashem will explain it. "We can't, Hashem. It's hard for us. Sholach doidi yodei min achoir. If it's only a little Pesach, kichudoi shel machas." Hashem pushes his hand. It's true. This is the amount that the Ribbono Shel Olam loves us. After these two Mesholim will say it for hours. This was the Shmuz, the first Shmuz was enough, the Mashal. Mesholim was Mamshich and he said, "So I want to understand Pshat. What is the Pshat Taka? That we Mamish don't care that Rosh Hashanah is coming. That we are not scared." He says, when he was a kid and he would laugh in Chodesh Elul, his mother would tell him, "The fish are scared and you're laughing in Chodesh Elul." He says, this is the way he grew up. So it was a Yid that his father came from the war, that Japan with America were fighting with the planes. So the father wanted to explain to his son how Pachad was in the war. So he didn't understand the bombs were falling. Like sometimes your mamish felt like Neile. Like he wanted to explain to him how scary was the war. I'm mostly about we mamish felt like Elul. You understand how bad was the war? It was so bad we felt like Elul. So why we don't feel it? What's the pshat? Zok the pshalim. And I'm speaking now of the chelik amaisi. Second of all, we're already holding in the middle of Elul. Chazal say, "Yoidim hareshoim sheyomusu." Yoidim hareshoim sheyomusu. Yoidim hareshoim sheyomusu. So why they're not scared? My Omar Gmorin Shabbos Lamed Aleph. Omar Rabbe, my dichsiv, zedarkom keselomo. Yoidim reshoim shedarkom lemise. They know they're going to die. V'yesh lohem chelev al kislo. They have chelev that stops them to know that they will die. Chazal explained, Pshat and Mefoshim explained. They have oilom hazeh that is stopping them. Gemara says, Brother Leo Rabbe, Ad sha'odo mispalel she'ikonsu divreteir leteich piv, yevakesh sha'al ikonsu ma'adonis leteich meroiv. Chazal say, Moshe Rabbeinu, arboim yoim ve'arboim lailo, lechem lo yochalti umayim lo yishotisi. Why? So one of the Mefarshim explains, one of the Rishonim, the Amiroim be'etzem, the Medrash, that while Moshe Rabbeinu had to be zeicher l'teire, and he had the Olam Hazef, the Achille, it stopped him to be mekusher to the Teire. Speaking on the Achille from Moshe Rabbeinu, Achille that is like a korban, like it's called Kule B'kdushe. But to be zeicher from the learning from Bira Olam, he had to clean himself out from the Olam Hazef. Yoidim Reshoim Sheyomusu. We have a terrible fear. Sidur Rish Hashanah, the Ribbono Shel Olam is coming to us. Kol doidi doifek pischuli. It's Elul Ani ledoidi. The Ribbono Shel Olam is coming close to us. Very nant, very close, the Ribbono Shel Olam is coming. But we have the Olam Hazeh that is disturbing us. So I want a little bit to speak Lemay Sadiq, the Shlovei Avoido. Shlovei Avoido. The Shlav of the Avoido of Chodesh Elul, we spoke last week that Chazal tell us to blow shofar 40 days, 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. They told us. They told us to say twice a day LeDavid Hashemayi Revi'ishi. Yeah, it's guys that think that they're smarter. They leave before the tkiyas in the morning, they don't meet it. They will be Yitzhak Rosh Hashanah with 100 tkiyas. They feel, that, you know, the David Hashem Va'ayri. They say also the Shtib Lachem Musaf, also in Yeshiva and Mincha, also in Yeshiva and Ma'ir. So they have enough. But Lemaise, Chazal told us you need 40 days of Elul. And the Zohar HaKadosh state of our parsha. Kiseitzel L'melchom Alavicho V'Sarisa B'Shivya V'Roisa B'Shivya Ishes Yifastoya. Is Masbir Alts, that is Masbir Zain. Vebochto is Imoves, Oviyoves Imo Yerach Yomim. Zog de Zoyar, Vebochto is Oviyoves Imo Yerach Yomim, Hado Chodesh Elulo. This is Chodesh Elul. You have to cry for 30 days. This is Chodesh Elul. What is it? She has to cry for 30 days. So we need it. This is the secret. If someone will listen to the Avodah of Chodesh Elul that we'll start to speak about, and he will do the tshuva of Avodah of Malchus, and he will do the tshuva of Yom Kippur, and he didn't manage to feel close to Hashem and Yom Kippur, then he could come to me with a tithe. But if a person will not do the Chodesh Elul's Avodah, and then the Avodah of Malchus, and then the Avodah of Yom Kippur, and in the end of Ne'ilah, he will feel, okay, Seder, Baruch Hashem, that's over, yeah? He did it. He can't have a tiny why he didn't manage to touch the Malachim, to feel the Kedusha. So what's like the Zoya? V'bochto es imo avio ves imo yerach yomim hadou chodesh elula. What she does in the 30 days, Chazal explained, nothing, she's crying. The Ben Ezra explains, she came from Beis Avodah Zoreh. She can't become a Yid. She's full with Tuma. She has to clean it out. She has to lose the Cheshek of Olam Hazeh. And when she cries and she's sad that she left Beis Avio, Gilul Avio, and she cries it out, then she could be Nidbak and Shechina. The first Avodah of Elul is to mekasher yourself to the Kedusha. And how you mekasher yourself to Kedusha? When you memait yourself with Olam Hazeh. So I want to be very lemaisadik. That. The secret of getting closer to Hashem and Elul, to get the feeling of Elul, the argosha of Elul, the tfisa in Elul is to leave the Olam Hazeh, to menatik my Olam Hazeh, and to get close to Hashem. What do you have to do for that? You have to get far from Olam Hazeh and close to Hashem. So I said, so what do you want from me now? Finish now to enjoy. Shlomo Shvadron didn't speak Dvorim B'Teilim the whole Chodesh Elul. It was Givaldi to see it, the whole time to heal him. Ashrei Ayin Ro'ah, so these kind of people, you know, you're living in a Dor, you don't see anymore this kind of pictures. The secret is to give over. The Hainu. Lamazong in a Bacher, I'm just giving a mashal, yeah? Lamazong in a Bacher, he has to eat out once a week. I know it's not going to get to this choshev abachim, but I heard Siddhartha abachim, once a week he has to eat out. Yeah, if not, it's far, hard for him to understand why. What is the difference of batelu and pasulu? Yeah, it's hard for him to understand. If he doesn't eat once a week out, Baruch Hashem, not our abachim that we're handling. But I heard Siddhartha abachim, that's such a chisson. Once a week he has to eat out. Yeah. And to eat in Zvil is not enough for him, it's not called to eat out, yeah? He has to eat out. Especially using this marshal. So he says, Chodesh Elul, once in 2 weeks I will eat out. He's Mekadosh himself. He's Mekadosh himself. He likes Ben Asdorim to Shmuz. They know he doesn't need 5-10 hours to shmuz, yeah? 2 hours in the afternoon, 2 hours in between Mincha Ma'ariv, yeah? And 3 hours after night Seder, yeah? He doesn't need so many hours to shmuz. He cuts himself. Chazal say, Yoidim reshoim sheyomusu. Uma ma'akev beyodom. Kesel shalibom. עד שיספלל אודם שדברתיירי ייקונסו לתייך מאוב, יספלל שלו ייקונסו מאדונס לתייך מאוב. We're not holding in the madrigas to stop to eat. We're not, Rav Shach told me once, in unzer ador, you have to eat like a man, sleep like a man. Don't fight with your body. Don't fight with your body. It's stronger from you. It's stronger from you. But a person has to make a kirve, a yiskarvus. Shon Shvadron didn't speak Dvorim B'Teilim. He was holding that madrege. He gave up. This was the way he became closer to Hashem. He showed the Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm waiting on the deck, I'm waiting for you to come. This took away the richuk. Moshe Rabbeinu, he ate all of his life. Oh, but when he went up to the Shemayim, Arboim Yoim Lechem Lo Yochalti Umayim Lo Yishotisi. And it was Akrobe for Moshe Rabbeinu. Because I said, Almol, if it was not Akrobe, if it was easy not to eat there, what is the big deal, yeah? If he was plugged into something there that gave energy, yeah? So what is the Chochmah that Moshe says, 40 days I didn't eat? Moshe was starving. Hashem made him not to die, yeah? But he felt like we feel Motzi Yom Kippur, Moshe Rabbeinu felt 40 days. And this is the way he learned Torah. Under what he's coming to say. I was there and it was very easy not to eat. I would also not eat if I would be upstairs 40 days and 40 nights. But this gave me the Kinyan HaTeire. We're sitting here. Sol Salanta said once, a Bocher wants to know Shas overnight, but he wants the Chab couple hours of sleep in that night. They tell him, tonight you could know Shas. He's masking, but he wants to know, maybe he could sleep like a little bit in the beginning, a little bit in the end. Tonight you can chab shas. Learn tonight, you will know shas. But he will try to see if there's a mahalach maybe in that night also to chab a little shlaf. This is the mensch. This is the artius of the mensch. We're holding in Chodesh Elul. We have to start to do something. If we want to feel the Chodesh Elul, and I'm telling you, it's so easy. It's so hard to make this decision, to give up on something. Again, You don't have to kill yourself, but you have to make a akrove. You have to have a isalus, a akrove, to go up a step. To go up a step to the Ribbono Shel Olam. One guy is a akrove could be to get up and tired to daven like a mensch. He's giving up on his sleep. More smother and learning. More tzifes and teire. Steht Rabbi Yehine. But the yesod of akrove is to give over. To give. I was like, Bez Hashem, I'll be a better guy. You know, a little bit here, a little bit here, hit here, hit there. It's garnish. You know, they say in Chevron, they would say, you know, when you throw little stones, you throw hundreds of them, some hit. It's not called that you managed to hit, right? If you throw a stone and you hit, it's called that you hit, yeah? A guy throws a billion little stones and some hit, it's garnish. When a guy says, okay, I'll be better, Elul, yeah? One day he davens better, one day he doesn't go out to eat, one day he does this, one day he does that. So go, he didn't do nothing. Baruch Hashem, what he did is Arichet good, yeah? He's not makriv. Where is the akrove to the Ribbono Shel Olam? The akrove, if the bitul olam haze that makes the anila doidi and two zoif that bemele doidi li, what does it? The akrove. A person has to make a achlote. I'm makriv. And I'm telling you, it's very easy and it's very hard. It's very hard to decide it. It's very hard to decide it. Sometimes it's mamish hard to decide it. But when you do it, you feel right away kirvas Hashem. You feel right away connected. Because yoidim reshoim sheyomusu. Everyone knows. Yoidim reshoim sheyomusu. It's not a chidush. Yoidim reshoim sheyomusu. Aval ma me'akev kesel she'alibam. When you make a hole in the kesel she'alibam, if you break that kesel she'alibam, you miyad yoidim reshoim sheyomusu. Yodoi sholach min achoir. Hashem promised, ani yesheino velibi er kol doidi doifek pischili. I can't. Ribbono Shel Olam says, make a hole. And I will put my hand through. Shlomo Shadron will bring from the Chofetz Chaim that if a person passed Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim and he doesn't feel like a star, like a Malach Hashem Tzvokos, he has to be so embarrassed. Why? Because Hashem said, Pischu li Pesach kepitchi shel machat. Vani eftach lochem pesach kepischei shel ulam. You open a little hole from side to side. And I will open you like a big door. If a whole hole, kepischei shel ulam, it's a printed paper signed by Hashem that if you make the little hole, he will make a pesach shel ulam. And if we don't see that you have a pesach shel ulam, vaistoish, you didn't open even a choir shel machat. Vaistois, in this Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, you didn't do nothing. If you see a guy Motzi Yom Kippur regular, no, he didn't do nothing. Ah, he shuckled, he got the aisle seat for Rosh Hashanah, he's garnished, yeah? That's what he's busy with. Garnish, Agitan. But if you would make a choyer, Hashem would come. But this Rabbi Yehine explains. L'choiv toivosoi shel boire oilom. He gave us in these days. So during the year, a bocher decides, you know what, start shachris. Doesn't go. Snorim. Doesn't go. Stop to eat out once a week. Doesn't go. It's very hard. And Elul is anila doidi v'doidi li. Hashem promises siyata dishmaye. Like we spoke last time, Yazir Hashem Lashovim Kasharin Yodom Aseges. Hashem promised to help. It will happen. It will happen. But we have to start. And the starting is to take Achlot. And now when we're sitting here, before we go out the room, it's the first shlav. If Achlot Left 20 days, 22 days to Rosh Hashanah. Garnished. Garnished. Shorter from the Hoban Azmanim. To take Achlode. I'm telling you, and I want to start. The first reason that people take don't realize why they have to have a Rosh Hashanah is because people don't understand the Chomer of Rosh Hashanah. If people understand, I'm saying again, the Akdama was understanding, love. Hashem is love us. He likes us. He wants us. He's coming. Just Chabarayim. The Father is coming. He's waiting for you. He's waiting for you to ask. He's waiting for you. Just ask. Just say you want. Just say you want. Just say. Rabbi Shvatron will say Alamol. He will say the Moshul. And every time of the year, so he write to say it over here also. He would say, person davens, says, Ato choinen la'odom das, give me siyata dishmaye. Sem beli beinu avinu avarach on amarachem, sem beinu lahovin lahask lishmoy alil mudu lalamed, psach li b'seyosecho b'tzviseho tirdev nafshi. Agantze shmona esre. So he said he was being masbid with a marshal. So it was a person once, he gets a phone call, Gvir Adir, from his friend. His friend says, oh, you remember me from Yeshiva? He says, yeah, for sure. Oh, you remember, we're good friends. Yeah, what do you want? The mafia wants to kill me. I need $1 million. If not, they're going to kill me tomorrow morning. He says, Bseder Gomer, come tomorrow to my office. I'll give you. So he waits. No one comes to the office. The other day, 2 o'clock by night, the phone rings in his house. My friend, you remember in Yeshiva way together? You remember I got your seat in the dining room? Mama's going, yeah. The mafia, they want to kill me. If not, they told me they tomorrow they're killing my kids. If not, I need $1 million. Come tomorrow to my office, you get $1 million. He's waiting, no one comes. 2 o'clock by night, the phone rings again. My friend, you remember in Yeshiva, we came together. The mafia, tomorrow morning, if on the morning the money is not there, I'm getting all of my kids' fingers chopped in the nail. But he says, no problem. I understand. It's very hard. My guy will stand outside the door. You just have to pass, and you'll take the suitcase full with $1 million. He comes the morning. No. Okay, so the guy's waiting outside. Kolnish is there. 2 o'clock by night. For reason, my friend, you don't remember. You remember I helped you do this in Shabbos. I organized for you. I was your best friend, for sure. The mafia, they told me tomorrow the mamish is going to cut me up to little pieces. If I got some mice, I need $1 million. He says, my friend, you know, the guy was standing on the street, just passed with the car, not near the door. He was on the street. Kids, he tells this guy, you know, stand on the street, but hold on strong. Kids, in the morning, he waits. No one comes. The day after it, again, 2 o'clock by night, the phone rings. My friend, Zakta, Meshuga now, lost my voice. And he puts down the phone. Just don't make me Meshuga. He says, we dive to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Give us Siyata Dishmaya to learn. Hashem says, Beseder. So the guy comes, he dive in Shachris, Ovinu of Rachmon, Sein Belibeinu, Lehovin, Lehaskil, Lishmoya. Then he dive in Psach Libi Besir Osecho, Ata Choynen, Sim Shalom. באו פונך נסעת לנו תרס חיים שם תוס מלוכים פקה לך הפסיעת הדשמי מלוכים run down stand outside of his medrash he come back after 2 hours he came late today he's not there מלוכים go back again he starts to dive and Hashem tells the מלוכים go he say we came he just went out for a drink say tells the day okay he again davens very stark Hashem says the מלוכים okay today it looks like he mamish really wants he comes, someone took him out to eat for breakfast. Okay, so the other day he says, Atachayin, and Hashem says, Meshugin, Allah's Meyois. But it could be in this medrash, we came, but he was schmoozing to the guy near him, yeah, it doesn't have to be outside this medrash. He was going around and around, yeah. Hashem is coming in Elul. He wants to give us the Siyata Dishmaya to change. The Ramban says in Shar HaGmul, that in Rosh Hashanah a person changes forever. If we will understand, I want us to give our goshe. What is a chet? What is a aveire? Rav Ruderman, David Kronkes, the Mashgiach of Israel, let's say Alamol, it's printed in the Sforim, the Moshul, said the halacha is, if someone comes over to you and tells you, listen, I want you to do Aveira. What is the Aveira? I mean, to look where you're not allowed to look. I want you to eat in a restaurant that doesn't have a good hechsher. It doesn't want to eat. A restaurant doesn't have a hechsher. Doesn't have a good hechsher. And if not, I'm going to cut your fingers, cut your toes, peel you with a peeler, chop you mamish to pieces, salt you, and put you like this on a bed. The halacha is, you're not allowed to. And a lav, till pikuach nefesh, you're mechuyav to be moisa, everything. So the guy's going to take all of your money, chop up your hands, your feet, cut your pieces, sores all over, salt you in the bed, you have to tell him, do it to me. And if not, too bad, I'm not masking to eat. So two guys standing. The goyim came in, they chop both of them, and they said, order you eat in this hotel here in Yerushalayim, or are we doing it to you? First guy said, you know, I'm not going to suffer. He ate. Then he did tshuva, became a bal tshuva. The other guy said, you're not allowed to, I hear you're not allowed to. Cut me. They cut him, they sold him, mamash. The first guy, you know, he ate. Then for sure, he mach tshuva, you know. Baruch Hashem, he got married. Has 10 kids sitting in yeshivas and learning. He's working, he's supporting Teire. He has 10 buildings on his name, 10, you know, 10 camps on his name, and all mitzvahs, yeah? Gemoras with his name, everything he has, yeah? The other guy, laying in the hospital, no hands, no feet, can do nothing, like a vegetable is lit, for 90 years. When the first person comes up to the Shomayim, the real tshuva is andazach, but how much punishment he will get for the time that he ate, for that 2 minutes that he went to the hotel. For sure the punishment there will be bigger from what the second guy is suffering for 90 years, laying like a vegetable, no family, garnish, nothing, screaming. Has to be like that. Because if not, if you will suffer less than Olam Haba, it's kedai to eat from suffering in this world, right? As a pashto cheshbon. If there the punishment is less from this world, so why to listen? This is one time that you ate. Think what means one shem on kavone. Think what means one time to miss krishme, bitul teire, tsnias, hirurim roy. You know how much pekalach we have? And on everything we deserve such a punishment. We don't see it, yesh din ve'yesh dayin. And don't think that in this world the punishment will be different. Because the same cheshmen of Rav Kronikus belongs also in our days, right? If someone will come now to two bochrim, order to chop, or you say, no, but in our days, mistow, the punishment is not so strong upstairs. So it's better to eat chazah today, right? Avada nisht. Avada today is the zel be'oynish. This is one aveira. We don't know how, what is yam of aveiras. But Hashem gave it one etzah. Do tshuva and elul. A person skips the elul and he doesn't do tshuva. We'll explain it close to Rosh Hashanah. The Ramban explains. It's not that it's pushed off to next Rosh Hashanah. The averis come, they eat up his chusim. They change his potential to become Adam Gadol. They make him to become a balabas. They make him to become less from a balabas. They make him to become a balavere. He gets such a yetzer, the Ramban explains, that next Yom Kippur Rosh Hashanah will be even harder for him. Person is standing here like this. It's easy to do tshuva, it's hard to do tshuva. When you don't do tshuva, the averus make it that the chances that next year you'll do tshuva are even lower. If you didn't break, every year that you don't break it, your chances to break it next year are lower. Because this is the part what Chet does. And Hashem said, I'm just asking you, do one step and I will change you. So there's hundreds of Malachi Chabola are standing there, and the Ribbono Shel Olam says, Kindalach, do something. So what we're asking to do, to decide from now to Rosh Hashanah, to Yom Kippur Be'etzem, I'm doing a krove. It's hard for me, but I'm doing it. Forgetting about my friends, forgetting about that. I want that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give me everything what I need. Telling again, it's hard to decide, and it's hard to start. But miyad when you start, and I'm saying special on Elul, ani ledoidi vedoidi li. Ani ledoidi vedoidi li. And the Mefarshim explained, because Hashem is so good, and He's doing something that is unbelievable. It's not normal b'derech ha-teva to have such an ahava. If a person doesn't use it, it's the biggest kitrug in the world. I came so close and you didn't shtel zu. I came over to you and you didn't shtel zu. And you're right. People that didn't hear this vad, maybe it's less tviya in them. The more you know is the more tviya. Sometimes a person will say, so maybe it's chaval to know. We'll answer it in a different time. Yeah? But we that we know what is Elul now, and we know what is Ribbono Shel Olam. It's like someone, just only think yourself, it's really late, you're walking outside, and someone is tapping you in the steps here and tells you, your father's waiting upstairs. So you sneak out from the other way and you run away. He came from the States. I made up with the guys to go out to eat later, I'll find him. You think, Meshuggah. It's exactly the same thing that a guy will decide, okay, I heard about this, you know what, maybe tomorrow. Hashem is coming now. He's here. Hashem is standing to every yochid. Every yochid. It says in Mefarshim, Kol doidi doifek pischili, not pischuloi. Every yochid has a visit from Ribbono Shel Olam and Chodesh Elul every day. And just imagine, your father came, he wants to give you. If you say yes, he's so happy. And he will give and give and give. Just that step. Klal Yisrael will say, it's hard for us. But if we do the step, Be'ezus Hashem, we'll have the Siyata Mishpat.